In this bulletin, the final two candidates to become Britain's Prime Minister and leader of the Conservative Party are decided. A Melbourne man arrested in a counter-terrorism operation. And in cricket, Australia beats Bangladesh to secure a spot in the World Cup semi-finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt are the final two contesting to lead the Conservative Party and so become Britain's next Prime Minister. The former Foreign Minister and ex-Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, is favourite to win, having received the most votes in all five rounds of voting. The voting began last week with 10 Conservative MPs in contention. Environment Secretary Michael Gove is the most recent eliminated candidate, as the 1922 committee chair Dame Cheryl Gillan announced.
The total number of votes given to each candidate were as follows. Michael Gove, 75. Jeremy Hunt, 77. Boris Johnson, 160. We therefore declare that Jeremy Hunt and Boris Johnson are going forward to a vote of the qualifying membership of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
The Conservative Party's 160,000 members will now decide who will lead. The result is expected on the 22nd of July. United States President Donald Trump has played down Iran's downing of a US drone, suggesting the incident was a mistake. The Global Hawk surveillance drone was on a spy mission over international waters in the Gulf of Oman when it was shot down by Iran. Iran claims the drone was flying over Iranian territory, an accusation the US denies. President Trump says fortunately the drone was unmanned, as otherwise he would be responding very differently. He says the shooting down was probably an accident and the result of a poor decision by a member of Iran's military.
I have a feeling, I may be wrong and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that it was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did. I think they made a mistake, and I'm not just talking to the country made a mistake. I think that somebody under the command of that country made a big mistake.
It is the latest in a series of incidents between the US and Iran, with tensions building. A Melbourne man has been charged after allegedly planning to travel overseas to engage in hostile activities. The 29-year-old was arrested by counter-terror police at his Roxburgh Park workplace on Thursday morning. He will appear in the Melbourne Magistrates Court today. Victoria Police says no further arrests are expected, but the investigation is ongoing. Australia is set to play a major role in tracking down and prosecuting those responsible for the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. Australia is spending $50 million and has already deployed more than 500 federal police officers in support of the investigation into the ground-to-air attack over eastern Ukraine in 2014. On Wednesday, Dutch prosecutors charged Russians Igor Gherkin, Sergei Dubinsky, Oleg Pulatov and Ukrainian Leonid Karachenko over the murder of 298 people, including 38 Australians. International arrest warrants have been issued for the men who were allegedly responsible for transporting the missile launcher into the area from Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected allegations three of his citizens were involved in the shooting down of flight MH17. A missile hit the flight in 2014, with an investigation linking three Russians and one Ukrainian to the passengers' murders. Mr. Putin says his country isn't trying to avoid responsibility, but there is limited proof and he's not satisfied with the evidence presented.
We have our own version. We've presented it, but unfortunately no one's eager to listen to us. Until there is a true dialogue, we will not find a right answer, and the questions about the tragedy of the airplane and the death of the people will still be open.
In cricket, Australia has secured a spot in the Cricket World Cup semi-final after beating Bangladesh by 48 runs. David Warner proved invaluable, scoring 166 and taking Australia to 5 for 381. Bangladesh scored its highest ever one-day score of 8 for 333, but sadly it was still well short. The win takes the five times world champions to the top of the standings on 10 points, having now won 5 from 6 games. It looks likely Australia will be joined by England, India and New Zealand in the top four. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 14. Melbourne, showers easing, 13. Hobart, a shower or two, 11. Canberra, morning frost, then mostly sunny, 12. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 15. Sydney, much the same, 16. Newcastle, a late shower or two, 16. Brisbane, possible early showers, 22. Cairns, sunny, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 30. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.